couple of things coming off the weekend that we talked about, and so I wanted to bring up to speed. Remember we had last week we were talking about Jack Nicklaus and how he had been offered like $100 million to become a spokesperson or face of that new Saudi golf league. And Jack turned it down. We admire the integrity. Did you know that there's a lawsuit against Jack Nicklaus going on right now? He's being sued by his own company.
His own company?
Nicklaus Companies.
Oh, because he turned down $100 million?
Well, no. It's because the company says they actually are the ones that saved Jack from making a poor decision to actually accept that deal.
Oh.
No, really?
Yeah. Apparently, this happened earlier this month. I just saw the story over the weekend that Nicklaus Companies filed a lawsuit against Jack Nicklaus, claiming he was actively working against the company on multiple occasions. In fact, Nicklaus Companies, which is run by Howard Milstein, the vice chairman of the company is Jack Nicklaus II, the son of Jack Nicklaus.
Oh, really?
So according to the report, Nicklaus Companies paid Jack Nicklaus $145 million back in 2007, a long time ago, but it was to provide exclusive services to the company itself. Now, how he's getting paid that by his own company, I don't know how it all works.
Yeah.
Anyway, one of the complaints in this lawsuit is that Jack was conducting himself wrongfully regarding negotiations with the Saudi investment fund. Huh. And here's what the lawsuit says. The company essentially saved Mr. Nicklaus from himself by extricating him from a controversial project that could have not only tarnished his legacy and reputation, but severely damaged the Nicklaus Company's name, brands, and businesses. Thanks to the intervention of Nicklaus Companies, they were able to minimize the fallout from the situation and protect the goodwill and good name of both the company and Mr. Nicklaus. So they're saying, we saved Jack from himself.
So why are they suing him?
Well, because they say he's breached the contract.
Yeah, breached the contract.
And there's a couple of other things they mentioned here, but that was the one that intrigued me the most. Because just last week, that Nicklaus was the one who basically said, I turned it down. Jack says the claims made are untrue. Our relationship has been a difficult one at best. I have little doubt about the outcome, but I don't intend to make this a public spectacle if it can be avoided.
Yeah. So what they're saying is that Jack was going to take the $100 million.
That's hard to prove from the Saudis.
It'd be hard to prove it.
Or at least he was apparently maybe listening more than, you know, Jack basically said, turned it. Well,
unless their emails aren't, and, you know, telephone calls, all that stuff, text messages, then that's easy to prove.
Yeah. So I guess, was it more than just conversations he was having, or did he turn it down immediately, or was he about to accept and the company stepped in? You know, good question.
Maybe he was just soliciting information so that he knew what it was all about.
Yeah, that could be.
Could be.
Yeah.
Let's find out more, do some research. But again, did the company really save itself or save Jack, or did Jack just do the
right thing?
Or is he making himself look good now, and the company is like, wait a second. We're the ones. We're the ones who stopped this whole thing. Stop it, Jack.
I'd be curious to know how the son voted.
Yeah.
Well, that's what intrigues me.
Is that the former caddy son?
It says Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah,
was
Jackie.
Because he did it. Was his other son Gary? Did he do it a couple of times?
I think so. But I think Jack.
I think Jack was on
the. Was the one who was with him, like for the '86 Masters. I think. Yeah.
But how weird is that?
Wow.
So, the integrity of Jack Nicklaus or the integrity of Jack Nicklaus's own company?
So this is the thing. The company bought the rights to his name, right? I think, is that how this is being looked at?
If I'm understanding it, because he was supposed
to represent the company. This is why they have say over what he does.
Yeah. Okay, he said exclusive in the wording that Charlie used
earlier. Yeah, okay, thank you. Yes, yep, yep. Okay, gotcha.
Stay tuned for more.
Yes.
Another quick one for you. This was that weird story that we made reference to. You heard about this guy who didn't want a birthday party. He told his company, don't throw me a birthday party. I don't want one. The company apparently does all the time. Their birthday parties from employees. But he says, I don't want one. Don't give me one. They threw him one anyway. He sued the company, and he's won $450,000 for a birthday party.
Over that.
Well, it says that he doesn't like being the center of attention because it causes him to have panic attacks.
Yeah.
And when he had a birthday party, he had a panic attack.
Oh, so that's how he's damaged.
Yeah, that's what he said. In fact, it's known. And he said he sent a text to his office manager just asking, you know, why did you do this? You forced me to have to lead. I had to go out and get my car just to recover. And then the employee was brought into the office and he was fired.
Okay, well, there's another part of the story.
Yeah, exactly okay. Right. Well, one thing led to another. He's been awarded $450,000, $300,000 for emotional distress, $150,000 for lost wages.
He was, okay, first of all, he was fired.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want a birthday party.
Exactly right. And told them. And told
for
him.
For himself.
Yeah, yeah. You're gonna cause me problems. I don't like being under attention. Don't throw me a party.
It's his party. He can cry if he wants to.
Oh.
It's well played.
Yep.
750 on WSGW. How I didn't see that semi-truck coming right at my face, I do not know.